From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia sent out 2,000 oxygen cylinders of capacity 6 cubic meters of volume of 40 liters to India in close heels to 1,400 oxygen cylinders shipped in the first batch of May 10th. As reported by Antara, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated in Jakarta on Friday that Indonesia sent out 2,000 oxygen cylinders out of the 3,400 cylinders planned to be shipped to India. The shipment of oxygen cylinders from Indonesia is expected to help India as the country is facing a spike in the number of COVID-19 cases. Bank Indonesia has said it is using several macroprudential policy strategies to speed up national economic recovery this year after the deep contraction recorded last year in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. As reported by Antara, Assistant to Governor and Head of the Macroprudential Policy Department of Bank Indonesia, Yuda Agung, during a webinar on the role of macroprudential policy in economic recovery on Friday, explained the credit is still contractive, so Indonesia's focus is on how to encourage fresh credit from sectors that have high forward linkage and backward linkage, namely property and automotive. Agung said the policy to stoke the property and automotive sectors both from the fiscal side through government taxations, the macroprudential side from the Bank Indonesia and the macroprudential side from the Financial Services Authority LJK is starting to prove effective and the banking response to the policy has also been quite positive. The Batam Bintan Bridge will drive economic growth around the industrial area and boost welfare in the Riau Island province. It was said by Presidential's Chief of Staff Muldoko in a written statement as reported by Antara while inspecting the location of the Batam Bintan Bridge project in Batam on Friday. Muldoko noted that the infrastructure project had also become a National Strategic Project or PSN in accordance with the 2020-2024 National Medium-Term Development Plan. He invites all parties to think far ahead so that later the Batam Bintan Bridge can be used as best as possible to support economic growth, regional development, and most importantly, for the welfare of people in Batam and Bintan and the Riau Island in general. The government has driven to a further likely spike in COVID-19 cases in June 2021 following heightened community mobility after Eid al-Fitri. It was said by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, Freemark on Friday as reported by Antara. Hence, he visited this place to ensure serious handling of several places in central Java that can become likely sources of transmission. The minister stated on the importance of local governments whose territories could become sources of COVID-19 transmission, ensuring that policies to stem transmission of the disease in the community are implemented. Let's move on to the international news. 9 Southeast Asian nations have proposed watering down a UN General Assembly draft resolutions on Myanmar, including removing a call of an arms embargo on the country, in a bid to win the unanimous support of the 193-member body. Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam wrote to Liechtenstein which drafted the resolution after a planned vote last week was postponed at the last minute. In the letter dated May 19 and seen by Reuters on Friday, the Southeast Asian country said the draft cannot command the widest possible support in its current form, especially from all countries directly affected in the region, and that further negotiations are needed to make the next acceptable, especially to the countries most directly affected and who are now engaged in efforts to resolve the situation. An AstraZeneca official told Reuters on Friday that the Russian Health Ministry's Ethical Committee has declined to approve clinical trials in Russia combining in a British shot from AstraZeneca and Oxford University with Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. Irina Panarina, AstraZeneca General Director in Russia and Eurasia, said the decision did not mean that the trials would never be approved or were definitely prohibited. Panarina further said human trials of COVID-19 vaccine combining the AstraZeneca-Oxford shot with Sputnik V had been approved in Azerbaijan, the United Arab Emirates and Belarus. U.S. President Joe Biden has released his first annual budget as $6 trillion U.S. dollar or 4.2 trillion euro spending plan that includes tax increases for wealthier Americans. As quoted by BBC.com, the bumper proposals would include huge new social programs and investment in the fight against climate change. But it needs approval from Congress, where Republican Senator Lindsey Graham condemned it as an insanely expensive. Under the plan, debt would reach 117% of the GDP by 2031, surpassing levels during World War II. That would be in spite of the least $3 trillion in proposed tax increases on corporation, capital gains, and the top income tax bracket. That was the news. First news comes from Magelang, Central Java. Several artists conducted painting together activity at the Supreme Audit Agency Museum Complex in Magelang City, Central Java on Wednesday. Some of the artists made murals on the wall of the museum, fans, and some painted on large canvases. The head of the Pinggir Kali community, Muhammad Nafi, as the person in charge, said that there were 46 artists who participated in the joint painting action and 6 held exhibition at the museum complex. The joint painting event this time, according to him, raised the theme of struggle, including the struggle to improve integrity and independence. Next news comes from Jakarta. Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan attended the Vesak Day celebration at GXPO Kemayoran Central Jakarta last Wednesday. At the event attended by 300 Buddhists and held online, Anies Baswedan wished them a happy Vesak Day. He also invited Buddhists to make his holiday a reflection in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Anies reminded that to raise the spirit of unity, the main thing is by being equally aware that diversity is natural, God's creation. According to the governor of Jakarta, currently what must be strived from is unity, because unity does not suddenly come down from the sky, but a collective agreement between diverse communities. The latest news comes from Palembang, South Sumatra. Still on the Vesak Day celebration, Vihara Dharma Kirti on Jalan Kapten Marzuki, Palembang City, South Sumatra skipped the Tipu Sampla Undapata ritual during this year Trisuci Vesak Day to prevent crowds. Dharma Kirti, Vihara Supervisor Darwis in Palembang last Wednesday, said the ritual required Buddhists to surround the temple complex to receive offerings of money, food, and medicine. He added that this time prayers in the monastery were limited to only 400 people, while usually reaches 3,000 people. Darwis explained the implementation of various Trisuci Vesak activities did indeed apply strict health protocols to prevent the spread of COVID-19 because Palembang City was still in the red zone of COVID-19. Everyone was obliged to wear a mask, wash their hands, keep their distance during the prayer processions, and perform worships in the healthy body condition. Even though it was carried out within limitation, he said, Buddhists were still enthusiastic and happy to celebrate Vesak because last year a series of processions could only be done from home.
On May 29, 1953, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay became the first people to reach the Mount Everest peak. On May 29, 1953, at 11:30 local time, New Zealand climbers Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay from Nepal reached successfully the peak point of the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. They became the first climbers to successfully conquer the 8,849-meter summit above sea level. The climbing of Hillary and Norgay was part of an expedition initiated by the British Empire. They started climbing in the midnight. Mount Everest is the peak of the Himalayan mount in Asia, which lies on the border between Nepal and Tibet. Moving to 1985, the Heysel tragedy occurred. The Heysel tragedy, or more popularly known as the Heysel Stadium disaster, occurred on May 29, 1985. At the time, the stadium walls collapsed and hit the fans who were directly present to enjoy the Champions Cup final match between Juventus and Liverpool just before the whistle marked the start of the match. In the tragedy, 39 people were confirmed dead and 600 more injured. The last event in 1996, National Elderly Day, was declared. National Elderly Day is one of the important days in Indonesia, which is commemorated as a form of concern and appreciation for the elderly. It was officially declared by President Suharto in Semarang, Central Java, on May 29, 1996, to honor the services of Kanjeng Raden Tumenggung Rajiman Wedioningrat, who at his longevity chaired the first session of the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Award Investigation Agency. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Cemberut, begitu merenggut, nanti kau cepat keriput.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pandemic becomes a moment of awakening of pharmaceutical research and innovation. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy Erlangga Hartarto said, the COVID-19 pandemic became a revival moment for research and innovation in the pharmaceutical sector in Indonesia. For this reason, the government continues to support various research institutions and universities in conducting research and development of the red and white vaccine. He said this when opening the Pharmaceutical and Healthcare Virtual Summit 2021, which was organized by the Gajah Mada University Pharmacy Alumni on Thursday. Erlangga Hartarto said the government had integrated the research findings and innovation of Gajah Mada University researchers, such as genomes, face shields, swab booth equipped with HEPA filters, and body temperature measuring devices with face scanners. In addition, there are viral transport medium, or IGHA, as an antibody-based rapid diagnostic test and ventilators, as well as the development of the technology for integrating synthetic DNA into the vector plasmid. Erlangga Hartarto believes that more innovation will emerge, including from Gajah Mada University. This innovation must be accompanied by a spirit of collaboration with all parties and towards increasingly open commercialization and industrialization. Regarding the development of the COVID-19 pandemic condition and the acceleration of vaccination in Indonesia, Minister Erlangga stated that the handling of the pandemic that was attempted by the government and supported by the community had shown good results. Currently, the national active cases of COVID-19 have decreased by 45.5% compared to the peak of cases in February. The percentage of active and cured cases is also relatively lower than the global average. In addition, the realization of the injection of vaccine doses at the national level is also one of the relatively fast ones and puts Indonesia in the 11th position in the world. The government also continues to strive to accelerate vaccination through vaccine available from the evaluation process of the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency and has received consideration from the Indonesian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, WHO, and experts. The Coordinating Minister for the Economy reiterated that the government always ensures the safety, quality, and efficacy of vaccine that are injected into the public.
Berawal dari tatap indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milik. terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Malang is indeed famous with its various tourism destinations. The newest tourism destination is the Indah Gunung Kawi Valley, which is located at the valley of Mount Kawi in Balesari Village, Ngajum Subdistrict, Malang Regency, East Java. This tourism spot has just been opened since September 2020. Gunung Kawi Valley is very good for tourists who want to get rid of their busy life for a moment. It offers village landscapes and hills that will refresh its visitors. Moreover, this valley also provides educational tours for animal husbandry and hydroponics. The main attraction of this tour is that visitors can get an education on how to garden. They can grow crops, get to know various types of plants, and other gardening activities. This area 20 hectares wide is also facilitated with camping facilities, gazebos, outbound and food stalls and lodging that can be chosen by the visitors. It is also unique because it has lodging accommodation like glamping in uniquely shaped tents. These Instagrammable tents are covered by a charming panoramic view of the mountain valley. Listener, the Indah Gunung Kawi Valley is open every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Western Indonesian Time by paying an entrance ticket of 20,000 rupiah. If visitors enter the area, they will be eager to hunt for Instagrammable photo spots and also favorite spots such as rice fields and terraced plantations. Visitors who will come to the location of the Indah Gunung Kawi Valley should use private vehicles, because the location has not been reached by public transportation. Along the way, they will enjoy views of the village atmosphere and hills that blend with Mount Kawi. The presence of the Indah Gunung Kawi Valley, which offers an educational concept, is very appropriate for families to visit. It is much better for tourists who come to the Indah Gunung Kawi Valley to wear warm clothes because of the cold air of Mount Kawi. Furthermore, it is also advisable to wear comfortable footwear because visitors will definitely explore nature all day. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Duduk menikmati sinaran hangat mentari sore ini, aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa
listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Jakarta, as a megapolitan city with a population of more than 5 million, is a symbol of the country. Not only as the capital city of Indonesia, it is certain that the center of Indonesian government and economic business is in the city of Jakarta. For this reason, the existence of Jakarta must be guarded carefully, integrated, precisely, and strictly from all kinds of threats, both from within and outside the country. To maintain the security of the city of Jakarta, the National Army of the Republic of Indonesia has installed the main weapon system equipment, namely Iron Dome device. This tool is one component of maintaining the security of Jakarta and providing a sense of security and tranquility for the residents of Jakarta. Iron Dome is a ground-based missile defense system that functions to intervene in short-range rockets and artillery. This defense system works using missile and radar technology. In other words, Iron Dome is used to ward off air attacks. In Indonesia, Iron Dome is part of the NASAMS or National Advanced Surface to Air Missile System. This air defense system has come to Indonesia in the latter half of 2020 and is placed in a strategic area close to the capital. NASAMS for Indonesia includes command posts, radar, launcher, radio, and integration, as well as training and logistic support. NASAMS is an integrated air defense system using missiles as a means of destroying air targets, supported by radar and command posts as a means of detection and execution of targets. The NASAMS capability to eliminate targets in the air includes cruise missiles, air-ground missiles, fighter jets, bombers, drones, and helicopters. This new missile will have a minimum firing range of 55 kilometers. In Indonesia for now, NASAMS will be stationed in Teluk Naga, Tangerang, under the control of the Indonesian Air Force as the umbrella for the capital city. The Indonesian Air Force has stated that the NASAMS is a medium-range air defense system, while in the long-term plan, the Indonesian Air Force plans to acquire a long-range air defense system. NASAMS is one of Indonesia's choices in fulfilling a modern air defense system. And listener, that's miscellany for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kau bawa aku kembali dalam satu masa yang takkan pernah terganti. Janji suci yang dulu pernah terucap masih tersimpan dalam hatiku. Oh, sesungguhnya ku masih menantikanmu mengisi ruang di hatiku.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Piola Kaca to be sung by Tri Novianti. The song tells about someone who remembers the good old days when the lover plays the violin and sings beautiful keroncong songs for her. But now all is just a memory, because the lover is gone forever. There are no more melodious violins. Well, listener, here is Tri Novianti with the keroncong song entitled Biola Kaca. Enjoy listening to the song.
Teringat masa yang
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
sumadhat rinoso e ngati saset koyo mimpi
Voice of Indonesia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.